The only thing I know of is the stain. Now, this is interesting. The whole year I lived up there, and for probably 10 years afterward, I didn't even know the stain was there. And it was there from before I even moved up there. Nobody was talking about it. It wasn't interesting. It wasn't on anybody's radar. But somebody found out about it some time ago, and now it's all over the internet. So the average person who's not from Athens, they know two things about the asylum. One is it's haunted, and number two, there's this stain, and you can't remove the stain, and that proves it's haunted. And there are perfectly sound explanations for why that stain is there. And that stain is the result of a tragedy. You know, a woman who was a client there, and plenty of people knew her. She still has a family in this area who loved her. You know, the stain is there because she chose to exit this world that way. Apparently what was happening was she was one of the clients who had free reign to go wherever she wanted on the asylum grounds. And apparently there was a section of the building high up on top, the fourth floor. There's only a fourth floor on the extreme ends of the main building. And there were some workers up there doing some work. And to do their work, they needed some tools to be able to plug their tools in. They had long extension cords that went on down the steps, and they had to leave the door ajar to get the cords up there. And up in that room, there's lots of stuff. They stored stuff up in there because they weren't using it anymore. So apparently she got up there, and these workers were up there working and making noise, and so she was quiet and got up there. And so when they left at the end of the day, they gathered up their tools, went down, closed the door behind them. And so she's up there. And then she doesn't show up for dinner. Well, there's a protocol. Somebody doesn't show up for dinner, well, then stuff you do. You go look and see if she's in a room or on the ward or something like that. And when that's not the case, then they have a whole planned out protocol that what you do to search for a missing client, the buildings and the grounds and everything else. And then you contact local law enforcement. And so part of the protocol was to search every area. And so they went up in there and searched it and called her name. Well, she apparently didn't want to be found, so she hid and didn't respond when they called it. When they were sure she wasn't there, when they left there, they locked it to make sure she couldn't get in there. And so they looked, and I don't know how long that protocol lasted, but eventually you got to get back to work and do your business. Maybe she left town, who knows what. She'll turn up someday somewhere. And then a couple months later, maybe in February, some clients detect some odors. And right away, some people go, oh no, poor Margaret. Her name was Margaret. And so they searched around, tracked it down, and they found her. And what she had done was, and this is in this big, beautiful room. It's probably full of junk, but has this big window, probably 15, 20 feet high, really big. And it's a bay window facing south with windows to the southeast and to the southwest. And so what she did was removed all of her clothing, folded it all up nice and neat, and put it on the windowsill, laid down, crossed her hands over her chest, and laid down on a concrete floor. And she eventually died. And when the body decomposes, certain biological fluids drain out, and they will stain the concrete. They'll seep into the concrete. That's one issue. The other issue is every day, the sun would come up, it would shine in the southeast part of that bay window, go across the south part, and then when it's getting ready to go down, it goes past the west. And so every day the sun went by and created a photographic image of that body on the floor. And so after 3 months, well, you got a stain that's not going to go away. And so when they found her, they went up there and immediately was a crime scene, and they taped it off, and they had to investigate to see if there was some improper behavior, maybe a ward attendant or somebody was involved with this. But all the evidence pointed to this was Margaret's exit strategy. And so one of the things they did, though, as I understand, is they lifted her body up and kind of flipped it over and laid it on its side for about 24 hours. So there's not only a stain, but there's a bit of a shadow stain. And then afterwards, of course, there's a stain. So they went up there and tried to scrub it away. So you can also see the scrub marks. But between the chemical and physical attributes of what caused that stain, a pretty good explanation why the stain's hard to get rid of. The only thing you can do is paint over it or put a floor over it or something like that. But you can't extract it from the concrete floor.